AP News, I'm Hayafin Juwani. The last of six former Mississippi officers who tortured two black men have been sentenced. An ex-officer gets more than 27 years in prison. The U.S. House of Representatives approved a $1.2 trillion package of spending bills before the government shutdown deadline. At a news conference, Missouri Congressman Eric Burleson says Republicans have again given in to the left.
We're going to use our majority, quote-unquote majority, to enact no changes whatsoever. We're going to fund it all. The bottom line is that this is a complete and utter surrender, and I'm going to be a hell no on this bill.
Stellantis is recalling some of its older Dodge and Chrysler cars because of potentially dangerous side airbag inflators.
The recall covers defective airbag inflators in certain Dodge Charger and Chrysler 300s from model years 2018 through 2021. Stellantis warns the airbags can inflate even without a crash. If the inside temperature gets too hot, the airbags can explode and fling metal fragments at those inside. Dealers will replace both side airbag modules after owners receive official notification in May. These airbags were made by Joyson, which acquired Takata after it went bankrupt over faulty airbags. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United Nations is seeking $4 billion for aid in Syria as civilians face a growing humanitarian crisis. Briefing the Security Council, UN Special Envoy Geir Pedersen calls for financial help for Syria as quickly as possible.
The tragic reality is that developments are all going in the wrong direction, including in the security, humanitarian, human rights, economic, and political spheres.
This is AP News. People allergic to pollen can look forward to more days of stuffy noses and watery or itchy eyes this season. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Blame it on climate change, which is causing trees and grasses to pollinate longer and more intensely. Dr. Anju Peters of Northwestern Medicine says if you're experiencing those symptoms, you're not alone.
Almost 25% of adults have allergies, and almost 20% of children have allergies, so it's very common.
She says there are steps you can take to relieve your suffering.
Know when the pollen count is highest. Don't be outside during those times. Keep your windows closed in the car, in your home. Change your clothes when you come inside. You know, wear glasses. Try over-the-counter medications. Reach out to your doctor.
I'm Donna Warder.
Trump's social media company Truth Social has been approved to go public, and that could potentially bring in billions of dollars for the former president. This is AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.